We're quite happy to have Sheila Malkind with us. She is the director of the 10th Annual Legacy Film Festival on Aging. And you can find out more at Legacy Film Festival on Aging. .org. Sheila, welcome to the show. As someone who is an octogenarian, this is nothing new to you. You've been working on aging basically your whole life, the study of it, right?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's so fascinating. And
I agree.
Starting when I was in my early 20s and now 82, so it's quite a while, and it's been a fascinating journey.
I couldn't agree more, Sheila. This is Jan Wall, and I really love studying about aging. I think women age one of two ways. See if you agree with this. Either with bitterness and resentment of the past and living in the past, or with joy. This is how I do it. With joy and excitement about what's coming next.
I think it's more the latter, because I think more women are active and activists and taking more charge of their lives, so they have a lot to look forward to.
I agree.
And you, Jan, you have done a fantastic job with movies, and you've talked about many movies in the field of aging, so you really understand.
And men, too, you know. We just have more to love than to be worried about.
Yes.
Right?
Well,
and the movies. And so what are the movies that you really love that have to do with this?
Well, here's a surprising thing to me. I programmed 11 different themes for this year's festival. And some of the themes that we have are memory, caring, because caregiving is becoming so much more prevalent, and also films about civil rights and darkness and light and Holocaust memories and Japanese internment, things like that. But what I found, even though those have been popular, is a shorts program we have called Fresh Views of Later Life. And it seems like people are more interested in that because they want to have fun. They still want to have joy and enjoyment in life, no matter the age. So it's interesting to see that.
This film festival will have 38 short, mid-length, and feature films from Australia to Sweden, Hungary to Cuba, and, of course, across the United States. And, Sheila, I know you've run film festivals in Chicago before, so you're a veteran at this, but how do you go through this selection process?
You know, that's one of the most difficult parts, because we have a board, 5 or 6 people who are on the board, and people contact us. There's a way for people to get their films in. They pay a small amount through something called Film Freeway. And then we look at this year, I think we looked at over 100 films, short and longer. And, of course, not everybody agrees, so it becomes a very interesting process. And then, lo and behold, one day, we say, okay, this is it, and we decide what films we're going to show. And they kind of group themselves, and we don't have to do too much of that. Like a program we have called Courage and Courage Against Hate. Here we have 3 films, one on the lives of elders who came of age during the Depression and World War II. And then one about a POW, which is one of my favorites, Johnson's List. Johnny Johnson was captured during the Korean War along with others, and he kept a secret list of every American soldier who died in his camp. And years later, that list would provide closure for families who wanted to learn the fate of their loved ones. And then there's a very short film, 7 minutes, called Forever Voters, and the League of Women Voters stepped in to educate high school students to prepare them for voting, creating a new generation of voters. So those are some of the kinds of programs that we're showing this year.
But let's talk comedy for a second. There's so much laughter. You know, laughter is internal jogging, right? We need to laugh. So
definitely.
There's a lot of movies about laughter, right?
Yes, yes, we do have that as well. And we also have beautiful dance films. And we're honoring Anna Halperin, who died recently at age 100. She was not only a dancer, but also a healer. And I think that's something we have to think about, dance and other activities, physical activities. How about you, Jan? What are some of your favorite films?
Oh, well, I really look for things that make me laugh these days. And I mean, I love the documentaries you're talking about. Those are very important and relevant. But I really love movies. Some of them take place in retirement communities. There was a documentary recently about a Miami retirement community. There's a new one with Anne.
We're showing that film.
What's it called? It's really funny. But it's also a documentary. And then there's a new big one with Anne Margaret and a number of other famous people. Eileen Burstyn, and it's about a woman. It's about going into retirement community and not wanting to be there, and then ending up like high school mean girls and boys. And
that
and
sounds
what
like
it's
fun.
I look for things like that. Mm-hmm.
The one that you're speaking about is called Some Kind of Heaven.
That's right.
And it shows the America's largest retirement community called the Villages in Florida.
Right.
Here, people can do what they want. Of course, they each have their own homes, houses, or they can do cheerleading, things they wanted to do in high school.
Exactly.
And why not?
Why not?
I think it's
Seniors are so amazing. Seniors, Rick, talking to seniors is my favorite thing. I mean, they know Cole Porter. They know, they know Mickey Mantle. They know everything that matters.
By the way, the name of that Anne Margaret movie is Queen Bees.
Queen Bees.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
I'm going to have to look for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we're out of time, but we've been speaking with Sheila Malkind, the festival director. Go to LegacyFilmFestivalOnAging.org. It's going to run virtually. It's already underway, and it's going to run through the end of this month. Sheila, congratulations, and thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Sheila, great to talk to you, darling.
Thanks, Jan. Mm-hmm.